Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we are talking about There Is More, about our 2023 series, about, you know, living your life and living it to the fullest and the abundance. This is what simplicity in life is about. It's helping people life to their fullest. We also have our Positive Living magazine. We have several magazines under this brand. I think we have about, we have about 20 magazines, you know, from parenting underneath Simplicity in Life. So it's really amazing how this has grown as a media juggernaut company. So I'm really thrilled. Podcasting, you know, series on the neighborhood social media app, all these things. So we're growing. This is a growing company. But we're talking about There Is More. And understanding that there is more. One of the things we could always do to find out there is more is to take a walk in nature. One of the beautiful things about nature is the color of green. So it gets it to the heart. The heart center is the color green, which stands for both money and growth, where ideas come from. One of the beautiful things about the heart is that there are 40,000 neurons that talk to the heart, to the mind. So the heart talks to the mind, giving ideas, solutions, resolutions, healing. And so when we are in nature, one of the beautiful things that we do is that we get growth. I told you about, Thomas, Nick's company, and Nick is, you know, the logo for Nick's company is a tree, and it just means life. And that's what, you know, it means growth, nature's wholeness, because it's whole and it's full of nature, and it's really, really beautiful. But that's the growth center. That the heart center is the center of life. It feeds our mind. It's where we get our ideas, and our ideas manifest into reality. This is where abundance is written on your heart as well. So this is one of the reasons why we keep our hearts clean. This is why we forgive. When we walk in forgiveness, one of the beautiful things about forgiveness is that we release people so that we can keep a clean heart. I always tell people, I ain't got time to hate you. I'm just going to release you and let you go on about your business. And so, and that's what happened. Nick will tell you also, he got his heart's desire. The universe seeks to grant your heart's desire. This is why when we work on ourselves and we are understanding that it's infinite, because there are so many needs in the world, we'll get infinite ideas. And things will just manifest very, very, very quickly in our lives. Once it starts, it doesn't stop. This is why we work on ourselves. This is why we go into nature. Nature is to color. Nature resonates with the heart. As one of my friends said, there is no racism in nature. So nature will tell you who you are and build your confidence. This is one of the reasons why that when we walk in nature, our hearts and our lives get fullness. We walk in the fullness. This is why it's good to be surrounded by trees, because the trees, you know, they feed your energy, reminding you of yourself instead of the world reminding you of what they think about you, which is none of your business. What people think about you is none of your business. But what is important is that you understand who you are and what you have. That's important, because your inner self will tell you who you are. Nature, you know, your heart has abundance written onto it. And so it will remind you of who you are. You have been called to live an abundant, awesome life. You know, this is why it's love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. You have been given peace. You are peace. You have a river of peace that runs through you. This is why you align to yourself with love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. Wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. You align to that. You just think that you're aligning to yourself. And so being in nature helps you to align to that, because you understand, you begin to feel that peace. And one of the beautiful things, I've already talked about this on the podcast, is that all you have to do is look at pictures. You don't even have to be in nature. You just get on the internet and scroll on your phone, keep a picture of nature and just look at it, and you will begin to heal yourself. Nature seeks to heal yourself. This is why, one of the reasons why in nature, there's all these cures. Nature has remedies for every single ailment that's ever here. Things that we don't even think about. Things that they consider incurable. The only reason that incurable is used is so that people try to keep you. We'll talk about that later. But, you know, there's nothing incurable. Nature has every remedy that you ever will need for it. And so this is one of the reasons why we understand that we are being uplifted. When we walk in nature, one of the beautiful things is that we just come in contact with a deeper us. Nature causes us to fall in love with us. And it causes us to be this. I was reminded about being on the farm when I was a child. And one of the beautiful things about being on the farm is that you just hear yourself. And you understand that you just are full of love. Being out in nature, you just feel that spirit of love that you have because you're untouched by the world and all its ills and insecurities. And so this is why we understand that there is more. You are a spirit of love, and nature is a reflection of love. It's a reflection of its creator's thoughts. So it immediately touches you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls. And we're talking about there is more. And understanding that there is more. One of the beautiful things about understanding there is more is that the world is filled with love. And so you're never seeking love. I told you this before. You are love. You're just attracting it. Love is a very powerful force. And when love is there, it helps you to manifest the inner love that you have. It helps you to manifest the outer life that you desire. And nothing can stop it. This is why it's beautiful. The inner life is really beautiful. Love, encouragement, abundance, and peace. And as you're learning to do that, you're feeling love. You're feeling this energy of love. You're learning to raise your awareness of yourself. Self-esteem is very important. One of the things to remember is that in life, a lot of men deal with confidence issues and women deal with self-esteem, the comparison. Or the analysis paralysis. Women compare themselves to others. They compare themselves, you know, their husbands, they compare, and they begin to paralyze themselves. You know, men, it's confidence issues because it's based on performance. But when we learn to accept each other as they are and learn to really do this, it's really important. One of the things I learned is about the hero effect. I was studying something for a book that I'm writing called The Language of Kings and Queens. It's called the hero effect. And on the inside of you, when you begin to really think about yourself and understand that you are you have dignity, you have honor, you have, you know, you're dignified and all this other stuff, you begin to really, when you get around other people, they begin to raise their awareness of themselves. It's good energy. As you learn to build up your self-esteem on the inside. This is what empowerment does. Empowerment helps you to build up yourself. And when you build up yourself, you are building up who you are. You are treasured, you're valued. I have honor, I have dignity, I have grace, I have acceptance. These are things that you tell yourself. These are things that you just, you know, admit to yourself and they become reality. And so understanding that the inner self wants the outer self to manifest. And this is why when you work on yourself, you're not trying to get approval from anybody else, but you're working from within. And this is one of the reasons why we take walks in nature, because nature helps us to listen to the voice within us. Nature helps us to listen to that wonderful, uplifting voice. And it begins to really bring us awareness of who we are. Nature is a wonderful thing. And as we are listening to the inner selves, we are being raised up into the awareness of ourselves. It's an energy of love. This is why we look at the trees. You know, we begin to understand that we're treasured. And when we begin to understand we're treasured, we attract people who have the same mentality about us, and they will treat us in that manner. You are to be treated well and not like trash. You're not to be taken advantage of. You're not to be used by your body. You're not to have mind games being played on you. That's despicable, and that's just wrong. People who do that don't have any sense of what people are valued. We value people like they're our sisters or our brothers. There's no intention to be with somebody, we don't lead them on. Because, you know, what people tend to do is they begin to play with people's feelings and they begin to play with people's emotions. And that's just wrong. And so what we need to do is really have a strong sense of self that when somebody is not doing that, is not, you know, if somebody's not being forthcoming and everything, we just simply let them go. And we just simply let them be and live in the reality of their own world. And we begin to work on ourselves. We stay to ourselves and we work on ourselves, and the universe will bring somebody who values and treasures us. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Ross. We are talking about there is more, and understanding that your marriage is unlimited because your marriage is spiritual. It comes from within. And as you're working on yourself, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, wisdom, insight, comprehension, knowledge, foresight, humility, honor, you know, honesty, your marriage begins to exude these things, and you are working from a place of honor. You're beginning to esteem your partner. You are also getting rid of selfishness. One of the things about selfishness is that it destroys a relationship. Selfishness utterly destroys a relationship. It doesn't think about anybody but itself. That's what selfishness does. It's just self-centered. And when people don't want to change and they have selfishness, they can't see they're wrong. They can't see the things of their lives and how they're destroying people's lives and relationships because they are selfishness. This is where you get the term spoiled or narcissistic. When people are being catered to, this is one of the reasons why we always go through our challenges to get us to understand that we are not the center of the universe. in a very direct way. We understand that we are all, you know, on the same frequency. But when people have selfishness, they can't see past it because they are the center of everything. You know, if there's a problem, it's other people's fault. You know, there's an issue, it's always somebody else. If things are continually happening to them, it's, you know, they always say, why is this happening to me? It is them. If it's always happening to you, it's because it's you. And you have to change. And one of the things about changing is that you're not looking for others to change. You are changing yourself. And because you're changing yourself, your marriage will change. People destroy their marriages because they don't listen to their partners and they don't honor their partners. And this is important. You will literally, you know, You do unto others as you would do unto yourself. And if you're doing right things by your partner, you will do right things for yourself. For yourself, you'll do right things for your partner. You know, in honoring your partner, you're lifting your partner up into the right reality, into the right stuff. You're supporting them. You're taking the time every day to meditate, and you're building them up. You're taking the time to listen to yourself, to make a change. You're empathetic, and that's helping you to understand if there's an issue, you need to address it with your partner. Instead of casting stones, you're examining yourself first. And then you're learning to say, I'm sorry. And you're learning to say that I'm sorry. And then what we're doing is you're building your marriage. But when you don't do that, selfishness will destroy. It will lead to criticism. It will lead to control issues. It will lead to insecurity. One of the things about jealousy comes from insecurity. When a person is very insecure, they become very jealous. And the crazy thing is that when people are cheating, one of the things about cheating is that when somebody cheats, they always become more paranoid about their partner. Cheating causes their partner to be more paranoid. And so this is one of the reasons why we learn to get rid of that mentality and learn to be honest and learn to work on ourselves. and spend time with our partners and really get rid of selfishness. Because selfishness will cause you, will actually push people into outside relationships and they will not think anything about it. And then you're wondering why people are upset when you are the problem. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining us. Ah, what an amazing, amazing time. I'm really excited about what's getting ready to happen. We have our network, GB, launching very soon, and I'm excited to announce that I have several shows on the network, with one of which is our morning talk show, which is called Global Loft, reaching out into the world. And I have my 4 o'clock show, which is called It's Rick, a positive living show. Then I have the Artist Cafe on Thursday nights at 9 p.m., interviewing artists, and I'm acting in social academia. Then I have also Kings of Dance that I have as well. And so it's a lot of new shows. I occasionally will have the International Peace Choir and the International Peace Ensemble that I'm also hosting and working with. So it's exciting to get these projects off the ground and really just impact people for the positive in the world. Thank you for joining me.